Hi everyone, welcome back to The Odd Topic. I'm Kay and I'll be hosting alongside Twavwa and Glenda today. Twavwa, what's up? How are you doing?
I'm good, man, and how are you?
I'm good. Glenda, how are you? It's been a minute.
I know, right? It's been long. I actually
You've been
feel like
missed.
I've forgotten how to do this. Thank you.
She hasn't been here for a very long time.
Yeah, I'm sure the listeners have missed you. So today's topic will be about 2020 and why it sucked. Okay, no, today we're going to be talking about the biggest lessons that we learned from the previous year. So we'll just get right into it. Twavwa, what did you learn last year?
2020, I think, had quite its lessons. I think personally for me, one thing that I learned was not to put like so much trust in people. You can't fully maybe I should say this, not to keep my expectations too high. Wow. Right? Like, you shouldn't really expect so much from someone or so much from people, like of the highest point. I think it's important like to like leave room for disappointment and all those small things that can happen. So I think that was like one of the things that I really learned in 2020.
Okay. For me, first of all, I don't think 2020 sucked as in. Okay, I feel like it did have its low points, but it also had some great moments. So okay. I wouldn't just classify it as if they like trashed the whole year. It sucked. Had some pretty good moments. And for me, the first lesson that I can take out of 2020 is that God is faithful. I don't know how many times I would be like in the rat hole and I'll just see God come through and you're like, wow, okay, God, like you really are there, you know? And there's certain things that, you know, you just don't expect God to do, or you don't see you don't see it coming, and you know, God is just there surprising you, like in terms of even just protection and just the way things were so strict in China, and you know, we were like quarantine and everything, all that started from here. So I really saw God's faithfulness, like in the land and just in personal life. So that was my first.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah, I think personally I would agree with I can relate to what Papa was saying about people. Like, you can't really put your trust in people, because I feel like last year people, not just only like family and even friends as well, disappointed me, you know. But yeah, the way life is, it is what it is. But I think the way the year just started was so crazy. I remember there was so much negativity, especially being online, and you know, there was so much fear. You know, I was thinking you guys were going to start with COVID and how COVID just changed everything, guys. Wearing a mask.
you know, for us introverts, COVID wasn't necessarily like all bad, you know what I mean? Like staying inside the house and you're wearing a mask outside, people can't know that it's you.
Why are these people complaining about not going outside?
You know, I feel like when you're an extrovert, it really, you know, like when you're outgoing, you know, the way people go out and, you know, just enjoy people's company, for them, like, that was a big thing, staying inside, you know. It's just like the way you love your alone time and everything, you know. So the first thing that happened was COVID. Then we started seeing people dying, the RIPs, guys. Ha!
Yeah.
Last year was...
It was intense.
It was intense. Like, there was just so much going on and, you know, people dying. And I feel one of the biggest lessons I had personally was that time is short. Time is really short, guys. Like, let's learn to appreciate like people around us. You know, check on your brothers as well. You can even tell how many like young people we lost last year. There were so many. And they would even post things on like social media saying, oh, no, check on your friends and everything. These are people who are about to take their own lives. And yeah, so I feel like that was the biggest lesson, like, you know, like appreciate time with people and don't be so mean to people. Also, like learning to forgive people. But people really had issues last year. We saw a very no. I don't mean it in like in a negative way. Like, I mean, like,
we're going to lose a lot of followers, bro.
Like mental issues. No. Hold on, people had a lot of issues like last year. Mental issues. Yeah, we're going to lose a lot of followers.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else can you take from last year?
I think also just kind of tying to what Glenda said about like God being good in like those small circumstances. Like last year was for me personally, in terms of academics, I was like one of the toughest years ever. Like I had this course called econometrics, and that course was just something else mentally. I think just being able to like get through it mentally, physically, just being able to like move on and get past that. And, you know, while everything else is going on with COVID and whatnot, I think God like being there for me was definitely like a plus because, you know, COVID is real though. So all people who are not wearing masks and everything, please mask up. And stay indoors and everything. But yeah, it's just crazy, man.
Yeah.
I could have easily caught COVID, you know, because it's just crazy.
Okay. For me, the next lesson that I got was that I should hold on to the good. Like way before COVID started, like to help my mental health and stuff, I decided to keep a gratitude journal. And during the pandemic and everything, I really just saw how that, you know, helped me a lot because I found that when times got like, you know, when there was just like, what's so good about today? Like you're seeing all these messages, things don't look like they're getting any better. You're stuck in your room and stuff. I would turn to my gratitude journal and I'll just, you know, look through the pages and, you know, I'd find myself laughing like, oh, this was a good day. Like, oh, this person really did something nice. And like holding on to the good things that, you know, I wrote down in my gratitude journal really helped me stay sane last year. So it's definitely a practice that I'm going to, you know, keep on like with the years to come. Like gratitude is an anchor, and I've learned that in 2020, like we can't underestimate the power of gratitude.
Yeah. Definitely. True. I also feel like 2020 with the whole quarantine situation, I feel like even though everything was so negative, like in the outside world, it really brought like families together. Now imagine a situation in a household where everyone is just so busy, you know, the way we are in this house. I've got a young brother who's in school, older sister who's in university, barely even home, and barely even home as well, you know. So it really brought that closeness that we were missing like in a very, very long time, you know, like, you'd even like see your parents every day and you're just like, wow, okay. Now you have the sense of like, I really need to appreciate life and these people. Like, I feel like low-key, God wanted us to, instead of like having resolutions, he wanted us to appreciate what we have. I feel like that's why we were all in lockdown. We're all chilling with our families and everything. It was a year of really accepting the things or appreciating the things that we have. And I think one thing that really, that was really good that happened last year was the odd topic. You know, like,
yeah,
because it was founded last year. So I feel like for me personally, this journey of sharing, you know, a very positive message to people out there hasn't just like helped people, but it's also helped me in the sense that I'm really growing as a person. You know, each time you know that you have a duty to deliver, you know, you read your Bible more, you sit down and plan things, you get to understand different topics and everything like that. So in as much as we are delivering to people, it was also reflecting in my own life, you know. You know, there were some podcasts that I made when I wasn't even in the very, very best mindset. But, you know, it was those podcasts that actually helped me, you know, like, it was like God saying, you're doing this for others, right? But in the process, I'm helping you as well. So I feel like this has been one of the best things to ever happen, like for my growth as a Christian, because I know I have, you can say we all have a calling to be here and to, you know, honor God in what we do and really talk about these vital issues that affect our young people, especially things like mental health and, you know, just giving information about, you know, God in a fun way, you know. So yeah, that's been quite awesome.
And just to add on to that, I feel like it's also been something that has, like, the odd topic has been something that's challenged me to be a better person, because like, I have no business being out there preaching things that I'm not going to live out, you know. So it actually challenges me as a person, like, okay, I was talking about this, let me also live
like,
you know,
this.
What I'm saying, especially if what I'm saying is, you know, Bible based and not just opinion. It becomes like essential that you really, you know.
I think I
definitely agree with what you guys are saying. Like, yeah, last year we founded our topic, and man, it was just like a milestone, and it was like we went through our challenges and whatnot.
Definitely.
So I think like another something that I learned in 2020 was through the old topic was like accountability, you know. The fact that what we go through is definitely, you know, part of us. It's like on us to like help, you know, improve our lives and take responsibility and everything. Yeah. So I think accountability was definitely something that that helped me as a person. And man, I really grew from it, trying to manage time management, and you know, putting priorities in place and just trying to live the best life I can, and also trying to emulate what I'm talking about. I don't want to be a hypocrite and come here and tell people, oh no, you have to do this and that, and I'm doing something else in the in the background. So I think it just helped me like be more accountable for what I do. And yeah, hopefully everyone who's listening to this can also just you know, do something that helps them become more responsible, help them become more accountable to the things that they do, whether it's your hobby or your talent, whatever you're doing. Just, you know, yeah, that's what I learned from the old topic last year.
Okay. This one is a bit away from what I learned from the odd topic. But another lesson that I got from 2020 is that I need to invest in things that actually matter. Because, you know, like we've been saying, life is so short and you really don't know what's going to happen, you know, the next day. So, you know, like with the way you use your time, like, does this thing really matter? Like, is it worth investing in? Like, one thing that I really loved about 2020 is the amount of time that I was graced with to invest in my spiritual life. This was the closest I've ever been to God and the Bible. Because, I mean, you're not going anywhere. And for my school, we started online classes pretty late. So you know, we were just there. So, you know, might as well. So that was the closest I had ever been. And I actually took time to, you know, sit down and, you know, read, digest, watch videos and try to understand stuff more. And even just like other topics that are away from the Bible, like, you know, general knowledge. I would listen to other podcasts. I'd listen to, you know, just all sorts of videos, like, you know, developing myself. So, you know, what that's one thing that I learned, that you should actually invest in things that matter, things that will serve the benefit in like 5 years, you know, things that will stand the test of time.
Wow. That was really good. Why are we missing the source to this podcast? Relationships, guys.
I just talked about one. Hello.
No, not that one. We mean the significant, the young gentleman with a nice beard, clean cut. Glenda left the group chat. Okay, no signal.
Wow.
Okay. No signal. Okay, for me, I really had a very dramatic, I think you guys even know, but that's for another podcast, but I really had a somewhat dramatic. I really had a dramatic year last year, and when it comes to like that area of my life. And I think the one thing that God was telling me was to wait and actually be the man that I am supposed to be. Like, I feel like God was telling me to really focus on my school and, you know, just keep on pursuing my career and everything like that. Yeah, so in the dating scene, I don't know what I can even say. I feel like, God was really there telling me that this is where I need you to be, and focus on this. And I still think he's still saying the same thing.
I think like my last thing that I learned from 2020 was just that, I think with the fact that everyone was like indoors and we are looking at our phones a lot and everything, I would spend a lot of time on my phone and just look at other people in the faith and everything, and you just see like, wow, they're really growing in their faith and everything. I think one thing I learned was just like that everyone has a different pace at growth in their relationship with God. Like, you know, other people would be coming really strong and I'm just there overthinking in my room like, oh, like, maybe I'm not a Christian or something like that, you know, or I'm not moving fast enough as a Christian. So I think like it just like helped me take a step back and be like, okay, move at your own pace, that's like that I'm comfortable with, but that's also helping me grow, that I'm not too comfortable with, that I'm like moving forward in my faith. So I think it's important, like, for the listeners to know that your growth in faith will take time. You know, it won't move as fast or as progressively as other people, you know. So yeah, that's one thing I learned last year.
Yeah, just in addition to that, I feel like you should really take your time to understand how you work, right? Because you might find your friends saying, no, me, I read the Bible every day and da, 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 you know. But I feel like what you've said is really important, like taking time to really understand your own personal relationship to God, or how what best makes you feel in the presence of God, if that's singing for you. Because I've heard people say that, like singing, playing instruments, you know, and just having like writing poems, you know, this whole poetry thing. So just find out what works best for you. Also reading your word as well. But don't get distracted by other people, because sometimes it may look like that, but you can find that those people are also equally struggling in the background. Because some people just like to, you know, come out there and just show that they are really doing something. But yeah, just take it one day at a time, you know. And if advice if you are struggling with something like a bad habit, you know, that you are trying to get rid of, like keep on working on that and don't stop working on that. I don't know whoever who listens will relate to it, but yeah, I felt like I just needed to say that.
Another thing I learned is that I should always determine to be better than the Glenda of yesterday. And I know that it's something that, you know, I've heard before, like, oh, you know, be better. But I think I really just learned that I should do that, you know, because there's actually a verse in the Bible that talks about how, you know, like your days ahead should be better than the days behind. So, I mean, what should stop me? You know, like I should always aim to be a better person tomorrow. Sometimes I'll sit down and be like, okay, I've done really good at this. Like, let's say one of my papers. There's one paper that I was like, okay, I did really well in this paper and I still have this course next semester. So my aim is that I should get higher than I got in the same paper. Like, I compete with myself and, you know, try to be a better version of myself. And doing that, I find that it motivates me because I feel like, okay, if the Lute of yesterday can do it, oh, sorry, if the Glenda of yesterday can do it, then I can also do it. Yeah, so it motivates me to just give my best at whatever work I'm, you know, I'm doing, whether it's, you know, schoolwork or just tasks that are assigned to me. I just determine to do it with, you know, to put in my very best.
So we're in the new year now. It's the end of January. Have you guys made any New Year's resolutions?
I think I've made one. Probably hit the gym more.
Okay. Flex. Flex to Charlie.
Hey, I'm not trying to become like a bodybuilder or anything, you know, just try to get that Cristiano Ronaldo body, bro. That's all.
Sauce. I see.
Yeah,
I
like see
you want to confuse people.
Yeah, season. Like I just feel like yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, man.
Yeah, wow, really?
No, but like I just feel like I think physical fitness is kind of important. I think I didn't take it as important. I didn't like take it as serious as I did last year. I think this year I should just like I'm trying to, you know, try and improve the body I've been given. You know, I won't have it for a long time, but at least I can try and make myself feel better, feel more confident, feel more feel better, like health wise, not get sick as much as I did in previous years. So yeah, that's like one of the resolutions that I have for this year. You know, hey, physical fitness is very, very important. Yeah, that's the first thing I had for this year.
Okay. For me, the resolution, well, okay, off the top of my head, I would say that, okay, so, you know, I'm a planner, so I like things planned out, and I usually like to do things according to the way I've planned them out, like, you know, according to schedule. So sometimes that steals the joy of the now, you know, because I'm always, what's the next thing I have to do? What's the next thing? And it's always like, my mind is always running. What's the next? What's the next task? What to do next? And one thing that I want to do this coming year is to be more present. When I'm here, I should be here. My mind should be here. When I'm, you know, with people, I should enjoy the moment now, because you don't know when next you have a moment like that. You don't know when next you enjoy such company, and, you know, so I should be there when I have to be there. Yeah, that's what I want to do in 2021. And also just to continue just having time to slow down the pace. And, you know, just, you know, slow down the pace with everything that's going on. Just, you know, slow down, breathe, and just, you know, enjoy. Just to enjoy the moment, enjoy life, and enjoy the little things. And, you know,
That's really important.
I could really do better at that.
For me, I don't really have much to say on that. All I just want is for God to really take control this year. I want to be a better person than I was last year. I want to be more understanding. I want to be more patient. Hopefully, I want to start a business. God should bless me with money for that. But yeah, it requires money, man. It requires money. What else? I want to be the man who God wants me to be. I know we always talk about this. Me and Baba always talk about it, but I want to be there as well. And yeah, build on my character, get rid of my toxic traits and everything like that. I feel like that would be really major for me. And I just want God to lead me throughout everything this year, be it school, friendships, relationships, or a relationship. Ship sounds like it's a lot of people. So so whatever that, you know, that's in that sort of area. I want God to take the lead and just guide me throughout everything. Yeah, I think that's it. We've come to the end of our podcast. Thank you for listening. If you've listened to the whole thing, you're the real one. You're the real MVP. So don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. That's at The Odd Topic. You can reach any of the hosts of The Odd Topic. That's Casey Kandeke, which is me, Tuava Sichali, Ngenda Kakubo, and Glenda Lubuto. Thank you for listening, and take care.